Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
The U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, but protecting human life remains a top priority for pro-life organizations and individuals in Wisconsin, especially since Planned Parenthood has resumed abortions here. Dane County District Court Judge Diane Schlipper ruled on the case brought by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, alleging that Wisconsin's pre-Roe abortion statute is not enforceable. Now, the intentional consensual killing of an unborn child is again happening in Wisconsin. On the positive side, thanks to the overturning of Roe, 14 states in the U.S. have implemented laws that prohibit or significantly restrict abortions. According to the data available, these enforceable pro-life laws are projected to potentially eliminate around 200,000 abortions annually. However, this still leaves hundreds of thousands of babies at risk. As Christians and pro-lifers, our job is not over until abortion is unthinkable in our country and every child is safe in his or her mother's womb. Commemorating Sanctity of Human Life Month in January is a good way to highlight this issue. This year, Sanctity of Human Life Sunday is this coming Sunday, January 21st. Wisconsin Family Council urges churches to preach on life and urges pro-lifers to recommit to robustly and persistently defending life this month and every month. We are dedicated to doing everything we can to strengthen, preserve, and promote human life from conception through natural death. We believe in the power of prayer, action, and education to bring about change. When churches teach and preach on the issue, so many people gain a clear understanding and then use their personal influence to help others advance the pro-life cause. In addition, to safeguard the lives of the unborn, we need to not only expose the harsh realities of abortion, but also offer support to local pregnancy care organizations that consistently provide hope and real help to women and families. By promoting a culture that celebrates life, we can counter the false narrative pushed by the left and present alternatives that affirm the value of both mother and child. It's about creating a community where life is not just protected by law, but cherished and supported in practice. To this end, Choose Life Wisconsin recently distributed almost $30,000 to 8 Wisconsin pregnancy care centers to help with their amazing pro-life work. These funds are raised from the sale of the Choose Life Wisconsin license plate. To date, Choose Life Wisconsin has awarded over $308,000 to more than 30 pregnancy care centers in our state. Recently, a coffee company dedicated to the pro-life cause donated nearly $300,000 to pregnancy resource centers across the country. To aid Pregnancy Care Center, 7 Weeks Coffee donates 10% of its coffee sales revenue. These funding efforts come at a time when some centers are facing unique challenges in funding and in their ability to operate in certain states. Choosing to spend money at places like this, rather than progressive companies that explicitly support abortion, or to purchase a Choose Life Wisconsin license plate, are small but impactful ways we can all help foster a culture of life. Further, we must extend radical love and compassion to expectant mothers facing challenging circumstances. Churches and their congregations should actively support women and men vulnerable to choosing abortion by contributing to crisis pregnancy centers, directly assisting mothers in need, or simply being present for those experiencing hardship. Finally, a key part of defending the sanctity of life in Wisconsin is to elect leaders who will boldly protect preborn life and prevent the left from advancing their radical pro-abortion agenda. President Joe Biden has urged Congress to establish a federal legal so-called right to abortion. This action aims not only to reinstate, but also to broaden the scope of Roe v. Wade by prohibiting states from enacting almost all pro-life legislation. The outcome of the 2024 elections will be crucial in deciding whether the Democrats maintain control of the White House and secure sufficient congressional seats to achieve this despicable objective. May our efforts all year long honor the sanctity of human life, not just in words, but through our individual actions, including our vote, and in the laws that govern our state and nation. This is Jelaine Appling for Wisconsin Family Council reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, President of the Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 1-888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, please visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.